For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon. Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner John Doak was in Lawton Wednesday as part of an anti-fraud conference for senior citizens. The conference was funded by the Senior Medicare Patrol Program, which is part of the Oklahoma Insurance Department. Commissioner Doak said the conference is designed to help senior citizens protect themselves.
One of the things that we've seen in the recent months, and one of our very high profile, is the exploitation of the elderly issues. And we've seen this in numerous different counties around the state. We've had some folks doing seminars and convincing Oklahoma seniors to really invest into fake gold certificates and cash in life insurance and annuity products, which are very, very sound products. And in this day and age, you're seeing, you know, sometimes reputable people do unscrupulous things due to the investments. Another very reputable part of state of Oklahoma is the funeral home directors, but we've had some issues crop up in some different counties around the state related to funeral home trust, which is something we're watching very closely and working with the funeral home board and the folks from that industry. Those are a couple of the highlights of the issues which we're seeing here, and we know it's better to be proactive, and it's very important to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the consumers and the seniors in the area.
The conference in Lawton was the third of five scheduled conferences for this year. The series began in Woodward to help clear up fraud issues that the insurance department began noticing after the recent tornado that hit there. A session was also held in McAllister, and future sessions are scheduled for Norman and Tulsa. Local and state agencies are participating at each site, providing written and visual information for seniors to be better aware of fraud and fraud techniques. Commissioner Doak said seniors who do become fraud victims aren't the only ones who lose out. There's also a high cost to the state.
Well, it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars related to the fraud, and it depended upon what area that you're seeing where it comes from. And again, our partnership with the Oklahoma Attorney General's Office and the Securities Exchange Commission that's here today and the different departments here, we're all working together. But it is in the hundreds of millions of dollars. When where it comes from, it may hit one of those three agencies. And from the agency that I represent, the Oklahoma Insurance Department, is the insurance market in the state of Oklahoma is a $15 billion market. So there are a percentage of that is going to be related to fraud, and we're trying to find out where that's coming from, but also work with the sources that have already been identified in the Medicare, Medicaid issues, for example.
As important as the anti-fraud message may be, spreading it is simply one more task on the list for the insurance department. Doak says his agency is currently working on a number of issues, even as they take time for these conferences and for county meetings across the state.
Well, we've got a lot of things going on at the insurance department. We're waiting for the legislature and the governor to basically give us some guidance on related to the Health Care Act, which I think all Oklahomans are. There's pros and cons to many different sides there. But as a regulator, we're looking for some guidance and a direction on which way to go. We're fighting uninsured motorists. We're law-abiding citizens, most of us, but there's a very high percentage that does not carry automobile insurance. And so we're getting ready to do some partnering with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol and put out a series of PSAs related to that. And a couple of other things. You'll see some PSAs related to earthquake awareness in the state of Oklahoma. We've had earthquake issues, tremors, which consumers need to be educated on to be able to buy some of those policies. We're looking at issues related to Medicare fraud, Oklahoma wildfires. We're partnering with the state firefighters related to ISO ratings, and that impacts your area here. We're very, very thankful for our rural firefighters, but we're going to work with them and the state fire marshals to do the very best we can to see if we can lower those ratings, which ultimately impact consumers' rates.
The next anti-fraud conference is scheduled for August 8th in Norman. Anyone interested in more information can contact the Oklahoma Insurance Department. In Lawton, I'm Clinton Whedon for KCCU News.